So, welcome. Happy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whenever you listen to this. But just wanted to give you some inspiration this week as we think through sometimes, man, things that we've gone through as leaders in our community, as coaches, even as some of my teenagers looking at this, as teens, as adolescents. Some of the things we go through can sometimes seem unfair. They can sometimes seem like they're not even logical. Like, why would you have to go through these things to either do your job or to continue to grow in your high school classroom? But what I'm starting to learn as I'm getting older is there's a phrase that a lot of the older, wiser folks that have come alongside me have said is, hey man, it's only for a season. And when you're really, really young, and so my teenagers listening that are ready to pop a blood vessel, when you're really, really young, it's easy to hear that and just get upset, right? Just not want to even listen to the rest of the conversation. But y'all stick with me. But if you, as I'm getting older, and for the folks listening that's a little bit further down the line than me, I'm understanding every day that every struggle or every low moment that I've had has not been for my sake, but it's been to empower somebody else. And so when I was thinking about that this week and thinking about just getting close to the time frame of my mother's passing, depending on when we record, we send this out, it could be a little bit past, and thinking through, man, that was a low moment in my life in which one of my best friends is no longer with me, right? But as I thought about it some more, I've been able to see that everything that she's taught me over the years has really come full circle, really after she left. And it made me go to Philippians with Paul, where Paul is talking to the Philippian church, and he's basically allowing them to hear from him because there was argument around his imprisonment in Rome. And they're saying basically, hey, Paul must not have the Lord with him if he's in prison, if he's under these circumstances. And sometimes we can feel that way as well, that if everything is going well, I must be following the Lord well. Or if everything's going good, man, I must be doing something right, for those that may be listening that aren't quite sure if they're following the Lord yet. And in some aspects, that may feel true. But if we really understand scripture a little bit more, we get over time that following Jesus leads to suffering, right? And so Paul's speaking to them, and he is coming out of Philippians chapter 1 verses 12 saying, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. There's always this fear, whether we're young or we're old, that we're missing the mark. That for some reason, what's going on with us is either because of something we've done, or we just struggle generally with the aspect that, hey man, how could a good God allow this much of a struggle on me? And then how do I actually find joy in it? And so as we're reading Paul's text, he's literally in prison in the biggest stronghold known to man at that time in Rome. He's about to get ready to, at some point soon, be executed and sent to Caesar. But what he finds is he has found that what has happened to him both currently and in the past has led him to this moment to be on the biggest stage of the modern world at the time in proclaiming the gospel. Sometimes as coaches, as mentors, we have low moments in which we have to remember, man, our job, our purpose is to empower those coming after us. For my students, you have to remember, it is going to be tough to walk out your faith in the circles that you're in. But, and it may even cost you something. But when it does, remember that that is exactly what Jesus said would happen. And also when it does, you're now showing those who are coming behind you really what it looks like to walk out your faith accurately. And so as I was thinking about that, I was thinking, it made me think of the gym. So I'm going to the gym right now, guys, with the P90X Turbo Fitness King of the Gym. His name's Ken Tilly. This man worked me, y'all, to death. But I'm not dead, so praise be to God. But in the gym, when I first went, there was a time frame where I was breathing hard, where I was struggling, and I could tell in the back of my pastor's head, he was like, yeah, he gonna need some work. But as time went on, as I stuck to it, as I endured the process, there was a moment in which I could look back at my past where I could barely get through a workout. And then look at my present where I'm actually doing two workouts a day. Because now what was a struggle in the past is now really, to be honest with you guys, it's my warm up. What we don't always realize when it comes to our life is some of our struggles that we're going through is preparing us as coaches, as mentors, as students, as believers for what God has for us to do later. For Paul, he understands in this point of the text and in this season of his life that what he is enduring and has endured is for the sake of the gospel. And so as you guys go throughout this week, I really encourage you to think through, man, is God trusting me with struggle this week? Or has he trusted me with struggle in the past so that I'll be ready for where he's taking me next? Man, I hope y'all have a great week. I'm always encouraged by doing this during the week, and I'll talk to you guys soon.